Welcome to Speak It On. This program is designed for the edification and entertainment of the listeners and not designed to be representative of a church, nonprofit organization, or denomination. Opinions expressed are solely those of the host. Hey, welcome back. How many times have you heard, or maybe you said, the phrase, "You just have a problem with commitment. You just need to commit." You know, it's interesting. We seem to be in a time where people don't like to commit. They don't like to commit for various reasons. Sometimes people have been hurt before, so they don't want to commit. Sometimes it's just a matter of information. They don't feel like they got enough information, so they never commit. There's a really strange thing, though, about life, and that is that you can't not commit. And let me kind of clarify some of that. To do nothing, to take no action, is an action. That's a commitment. You can say, "Oh, well, I didn't do anything," but not doing anything is a choice, and that's a commitment. It's amazing in relationships now. Quite a few people just don't like the idea of getting married. They don't think it's necessary. For various reasons, and I'm a believer that certain things are put into place for a reason. When I worked in social work, one of the most common things that I found and that I saw going in and out of courtrooms and so forth was people that were not married. And this really isn't a podcast about marriage per se, but marriage, of course, is one commitment that people just don't like the idea of. But the complication is there's a And of course people will quote divorce rates and all that fun jack. But the complication is a lot of these families were basically being held together by wishes. And I saw a lot of kids hurt, and I saw a lot of ladies hurt by paramours. Paramour, of course, is a French word, and I'm probably not saying it like the French would like for me to say it, and I'm gonna ask forgiveness on that one. But here's the thing. A commitment is only as good in many ways, at least in human standing, as the paper it's written on. And if you got no paper, you got no commitment. Because that's a contract. In the Old Testament, when they made a contract, and God made a contract, and it was called a covenant, and that's a commitment with Abraham, some animals had to die. And they had to walk among the split pieces of these animals as a very ancient delineation, a way of saying, this is serious. This is serious. And it's a done deal. People used to be able to give their word, and their word was their bond, and they would say so. Now, if you can find someone who will do that for you, that's fantastic, all right? but commitment. So first thing is to not commit is a commitment. It just is. Now, here's the thing. God commits himself to us in that if we believe in his son Jesus, he joins us to his family. And it's a contract. It's a done deal. It's a commitment. Now, there's some interesting verses, I think, that I've run across. And what I like is I went through the word commitment, and you can do this yourself. In the Bible, and there were like 67 verses that had commitment, and unfortunately, the majority of these verses it had to do with people committing sin. Okay, so one thing about commitment is this: is it's all in. Once you go, you go. All of you. You can't go in and in or out, you know. It's like having a baby. You can't be just a little pregnant. You are, or you're not. If you jump off a cliff, you've committed. You're in free fall. And, you know. And I'm not putting those two things together as the same thing. Having a kid is not like jumping off a cliff, but I'm just saying. Some people feel that way, but it's not. But the thing is, a commitment, no matter what, is a done deal. I mean, you can't undo it. That's the commitment thing. Now, you can say, oh, no, wait a minute. You can non-commit. Well, yeah, but that's commitment too, right? So, in Psalms, which I love Psalms because Psalms, being poetry, Hebrew poetry specifically, a lot of times repeats the same idea or emphasizes the same idea. But there are two specific verses that are interesting. And they're not one is in Psalms and one is in Proverbs. And they're kind of phrased similar. And they use, if you look them up in the KJV, they use the word commit, and I think they do it in other versions as well. But here's the thing. Here's what Psalms 37:5 says. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. This word commit is an interesting word. This word is galal in Hebrew. And it means to roll. But it also means to heap or to stack. And specifically, the idea is stones. So if you have a burden, you know, you can take your burdens, and of course, burdens are a lot like stones. They're weighty, hard, unpleasant. But here in Psalm 37:5, he says, commit thy way. The word way is derek, which means road. Your path, your journey. And I love the word that they use for Lord. Okay, it's Lord, and in King James, if it's all caps, it means Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. Commit your way to the Lord, to Yahweh. And then it says, trust also in him. So you can commit, right? You can do a commitment. Say, okay, but the trusting aspect has to do more with long term. It's putting confidence. It's putting your hope in him. And that's not a one-time thing. So you make a commitment, right? And you're all in. But then the trust aspect has to be followed up, right? And it says, and he will bring it to pass. What is he going to bring to pass? Your journey. He'll bring your journey. Now, take that verse and then go to Proverbs 16:3, because it's phrased very similar. And it's two different books. And Proverbs 16:3 says, commit, and it's the same word. Commit, galal, pile, heap, your works. It says thy works, and that's maaseh. Maaseh in Hebrew means your actions, your deeds, your possessions, your labor, you know, unto the Lord. And again, they use Yahweh, the specific name of the God of Israel. And thy thoughts, and this word is makashaba. Makashaba. Whoa. That's a mouthful, that one. It means your, it can mean your imagination, your purpose, your thought, your means. It says, and your thoughts will be established. And that word is kun. And kun basically is to set up. It's like you set up a pole. It is established because it's firm, it's fixed, it stands on its own without any help. Now, both of these verses begin with the word commit. Both of them. Now, commitment is kind of scary sometimes. And sometimes you can commit to things that are a lost cause. And that happens. And it's painful. But God says, he didn't say maybe on either one of these verses. In Psalms 37:5, commit your way, commit your journey. Go all in. Give him everything. Now, in Psalm 37:5, it also has the second half. It says, trust. So remember, you can commit, but you have to, and I use this phrase every podcast, keep on keeping on. You have to. That's what the trust factor is. And God will bring your path. He'll bring it to pass. What is he going to bring to pass? Your way, your life, your journey. He'll walk you through it. So, don't look at commitment as a dirty word. A lot of times people get committed to certain things. In the U.S., military is not mandatory for the first 2 years. You volunteer. It can be during a draft, but people commit to that. Certain professions are, man, it's all-in kind of commitment kind of thing. There's no going back because you'll go bankrupt, for example. To be a doctor, a physician in the United States can take 10 years. That's a commitment. In addition, you get a ton of debt. so you can do nothing but study. Well, that's a commitment. Now, you can back out of it and not be a doc, but once you go, it's like all, it's all or nothing. It's sink or swim. I mean, you jump in the deep end, and there is no shallow. And that's a lot how life is, though. Life ain't got no shallow end. Life is the ocean, and it's all deep. But if you will commit it to the Lord, He can walk you through it, because He's got it all. So, with that in mind, let me use that word trust again. Trust in the Lord. And that trust means keep on keeping on. Thank you for listening to this edition of Speak It On. If you would like to support this ministry, then please go to Patreon under L.A. Blackburn. May God bless every effort you make to do His will in His word.